On Ocracoke Island, residents are still without power, and it may be one or two more weeks before that problem is solved. In the meantime, businesses are shuttered, residents are running backup generators, and the outage becomes, it comes at the heart of the tourist season. Some business owners now taking legal action to compensate for their losses. WUNC reporter Jason DeBruin joins us now. He was out at Hatteras yesterday. Jason, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You were out at Hatteras. What does it look like?
A ghost town. It's almost a little bit eerie. I mean, I was standing out on the beach, looked to my left to see one family 100 yards down the beach, looked to my right, see another family maybe 200 yards down the beach. And the thing that was most stark to me is these vacation houses that are two and three stories high, sometimes pack as many as four or five families. Mm-hmm. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just completely empty. Wow. I mean, it really had this feel of a ghost town that you would see in like an old Western movie or something.
All right. And remind us how this happened, an accident that cut into power lines.
Right. So there's, you know, three main power cables that come from Nag's Head over the Bonner Bridge and then supply power to the Southern Islands. During the Bonner Bridge construction, two of those three power lines were cut, so now they're left with, you know, very little power on those two southern islands.
And this leaves us, with this question for business owners particularly. This is their peak time, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, this, you know, they make about 80% of their money between Memorial and Labor Day, and a significant chunk of that comes, you know, right here in this peak season, July, August.
Jason Heilig is somebody that you talk with on your visit to Hatteras. Let's hear what he had to say.
It's been a terrible surprise. It's been pretty hard to deal with because as opposed to in the past when we've had business interruptions, it's been due to most of the time hurricanes and storms that we could see coming. We couldn't see this storm coming.
There it is, Jason Heilig talking with Jason DeBruin, WUNC reporter. Well, that would suggest that perhaps some business owners are a little bit upset with the power company, the company that cut into their line.
Oh, naturally. There is a lot of hate. And in fact, I heard some stories of people driving past the construction crews, flipping them the bird, yelling obscenities at them, which is, you know, honestly too bad because obviously nobody did this on purpose. You know, it was an accident, but it is an accident that came at a really bad time.
Legal action pending?
That's right. There was a class action lawsuit filed. You know, this is a little bit a lawyer play more so than a client play because the law firm wants to sort of be the first on record with the courts. You know, at this point, it's not even sure exactly what the class might be. Hotel owners certainly are affected differently than, say, bar owners. So it's unclear what the class is actually going to be. But the ramifications for this are going to last for some time because think about it. If you're planning your vacation for, say, August, well, the chances are you're probably changing your plans a little bit. You know, even if power is restored next week in 2 weeks, well, if I'm thinking, okay, I was planning to go to the Outer Banks this year, well, maybe I'll just go to Wilmington instead. I mean, even though power is going to be restored at some point, maybe even in a couple of days or so, you know, the effects are going to really last through the rest of the season.
Well, that's another issue. And obviously in a problem of this magnitude, nobody can say for certain when it's going to be fixed, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're saying 6 to 10 days. That's the announcement that just came out today. So, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later. But you really don't know until it's actually on, right?
All right. And Governor Cooper made the rounds yesterday. What's he saying about the situation?
That he's going to hold the company accountable. To their credit, PCL has taken full responsibility. It's yet to be seen exactly what that means in terms of is there going to be some sort of a settlement a la BP oil spill. You know, who knows? But Cooper has said that he's going to work with AG Josh Stein and make sure that businesses are made whole.
Jason DeBruin, WUNC data reporter. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You can find out more about Jason's reporting and Jeff DeBerry's reporting as well at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a debut novel that explores life in Mark Twain's boyhood town. And there are many reasons why we may try to come back home and that may not be successful. We'll talk about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.